This is Ozarks at Large. The Fayetteville Roots Festival is this weekend, and the schedule of musicians performing around downtown Fayetteville offers a selection of bands, duos, and single performers. Attendees will have three chances to see Casey Clifford, twice on Saturday at Walton Arts Center, then on Sunday, the last day of the festival, at Greenhouse Grill. She's a singer and songwriter from Oklahoma City and well worth catching. She possesses a wonderful voice, lyrics that can pierce, and a loyal collection of fans. Fans so loyal, they've helped pay for the production of CDs. Casey Clifford is with me on the phone from her home in Oklahoma City. Casey, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let me ask first about fans who help with the CD. This is a unique sort of do-it-yourself way of getting the music to your fans.
It is. You know, I mean, in some ways, I think desperate times call for desperate measures. In other ways, I think that, you know, the idea of a patron of the arts has been around for centuries. And it's amazing when people want to mobilize to see the art that they love happen. And we are in the middle of my second campaign to raise money for a new CD, and we raised over $20,000 in a matter of 30 days. So it's been amazing.
And fans gave as much or as little as they could afford.
Yes, absolutely. We started the donations at $10, and then it goes up from there. And we had, I mean, our biggest donation to date was a $10,000 matching donation. So, all sorts of, anybody is welcome to give at any level. So,
you know, I've always thought one of the ultimate compliments for a performer is when someone has seen them live, then goes to the merchandise table and spends money. That's a high compliment.
Sure.
When you have people who say, I want to pay so I can hear that later because it hasn't been recorded yet, then you know you've reached somebody.
Yeah, well, and it's really a humbling way to do records. But it's also, they have to trust me, you know. It's like, I'm always like, I promise this won't suck, you know. I promise this. You know, and they hear the new music and they like it. And it is incredibly humbling. I mean, you know, I still feel like I'm just a girl who writes songs, you know, and I write songs so that I don't feel insane all the time. But to have that reach a greater audience and to have them believe in me to the level of investing in something they've never even heard yet, like, it's incredibly humbling. I just feel so grateful that I can connect to people this way and that they believe in me to that degree. It's amazing.
Your latest CD, the last one that you released, is called Orchid, and there's a song on there called Blue Bonnets,
mm-hmm.
which is a gorgeous song.
Oh, thank you. That is a, it's intensely personal and then intensely universal at the same time. You know, I actually had two different women in my life who had to go through the process of labor knowing that their baby would be stillborn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were like 8 and 9 months along, and they had to go through the whole thing knowing, you know, that the baby wasn't alive. And my heart was just so grieved, like, as a woman, and I can't even imagine going through that. I think that, I realize that part of my mission or my hope as a songwriter is to kind of speak to things that maybe we in our culture aren't so comfortable talking about, not in a way to try to like stir up some nest, but to offer hope and to offer just the idea that people aren't alone. I think women who deal with miscarriage and, infertility, it's incredibly personal, and there's kind of a veil of shame over it as a woman. And I just think that their grief is so intense and so valid that I wanted to give it a voice.
Blue bonnet grow on the hillside where we once lay entwined till the sunrise, and by day love had made us a child.
Was it hard to get it? Because it's such a beautiful song, and it's, I don't know, every lyric is just right.
Thank you. That's very kind. you know, it kind of wrote itself. I actually wrote the, that song is on the Dulcimer, and I wrote the music part of it the day that a family friend lost her baby. And then a few months later, I was going through my files and I picked, like, I had it recorded into my computer, and I kind of listened back through and I thought, you know, I think I might be ready to write, you know, something to this. And I knew what the subject matter was going to be because I had thought that day that it would be about that. You know, when I wrote the music part of it, it would be about, you know, miscarriage and whatnot. And so then when I came back to write it, it kind of just wrote itself, and just the, like, for whatever reason, the Blue Bonnet kind of play on words, you know, was just kind of right there for me. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do this. And it's an incredibly vulnerable song. And a lot of it's amazing to me how people gravitate towards it, though. They really like that song. And I didn't know how it would come off, you know.
You wrote a song called Raise Your Voice, which was to support efforts of a food bank in Oklahoma City, correct?
Yes, the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma.
And this has sort of caught on. I think other food banks have benefited from it as well.
They have, yeah. That's crazy. When something kind of gets bigger than you, that's a wild thing artistically. But I wrote that song. September is Hunger Action Month nationwide, and so the food bank approached me and asked if I would write a song for them, and then we recorded it, and then it got aired on The Biggest Loser, and then, you know, there's a thing called the Crop Walk, World Hunger Walk, that has adapted the song as their national anthem, and they recorded this beautiful video of it. And you know, I think that being an artist is oftentimes a very selfish endeavor, and any time that I can kind of reach out of myself and affect the greater good, I feel like I've used the platform in the right way. I think, you know, I was really ignorant about the issue of hunger, truth be told. I didn't really know how bad it was. And then when the food bank approached me and I found out that 1 in 5 children were at risk for hunger every day in Oklahoma, I was appalled. And you kind of can't shut me up about it now. I'm actually going to play tonight at a crop walk event for some volunteers for a local walk here in Oklahoma to try to encourage them. And, you know, it's a problem that we can all help solve. Like, it's a huge problem, but one person at a time, we can actually make a difference.
And, you know, a large part of the proceeds from the Fayetteville Roots Festival will help an organization called Feed Fayetteville.
Right. Brian Henry was telling me about that. I'm so, so thrilled about that.
I saw a face today. She could be mine. She couldn't be more than 8 or 9. But she was hungry and poor. She had less, I had more. So raise your voice. Together we can change.
Casey Clifford, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you at the Fayetteville Roots Festival.
Likewise, thank you for your time, Kyle.